On this week's show, George and Jeff review products before buying them, learn from the mistakes of boat owners, and throw down the gauntlet to join the ranks of those knighted, least stupidest person in the room. You are listening to It's a No-Brainer.
Thank you, Rita. This is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, even if we have to dumb ourselves down to understand them. My secret identity is Josh, and my sidekick goes by the name Jeff.
Josh and I are wearing matching tights.
And I am not wearing any pants in at all.
That's because robots don't have a need for pants. And it's very fitting that you mention that, since we are recording this episode on National Underwear Day.
Well, I forgot to wear my underwear today.
Yo.
I didn't realize it was National Underwear Day.
TMI.
What?
You're a commando, or?
Yeah, you don't free ball it ever?
Not usually.
No.
I gotta keep the little guys warm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I produce my own heat.
So unfortunately, nobody called our hotline last week to pick the bleep of the week. So that,
God, we are popular.
Yeah, we are so popular. In terms of listens for last week, we topped out at 99 in comedy, so that we did pretty good.
All right.
Noting that we have about 2,200 podcasts in the comedy genre to compete against, so that's pretty good. But nobody picked bleep of the week, so that will be delegated over to Rita this week. Rita, use your random number generator and give us what our bleep of the week is.
1,298.
Okay, so this week's bleep of the week is...
Shit, tits, and fuck.
We could always use shit, tits, and fuck.
Right.
That's the big three. So please, if you want to pick the bleep of the week next week, we've got many different ways you can try and do that. So please pick that for next week and we'll say your name on the show. Some time ago, we received our very first review for our podcast on the show's iTunes page. It took Jeff, Rita, and I about a week before we learned the true identity of the author of our glowing review, who went by username Chia Like I Shall Grow. It was none other than our friend Zach.
Hey guys.
Whoa! Where did you come from?
I've been hiding behind Rita the whole time.
Creepy.
Well, it's nice of you to join us for the show this week, Zach. Would you do us the honor of reading your review for everyone listening out there?
I sure can.
That would be grand. We'll put some music in the background for you, too.
That sounds fantastic.
Get you in the mood. All right.
Always.
Let's get it on.
Please put that
music in. It wasn't that spicy of a review, but anyway, Zach.
Have you ever found yourself thinking, man, I sure wish there was a way for me to learn all about the stupidities of the world from two charming and dashing young co-hosts? If only someone out there could hear my prayers and cries of desperation and loneliness. Well, do I have a show for you? Listen to It's a No-Brainer podcast today. With just 7 easy payments of $12.43, you will receive a free subscription to the podcast with so much knowledge to share that they couldn't fit it in a text document and instead had to move into the uncharted territory that is podcasting. This new and exciting medium provides the bandwidth and bytes to allow co-hosts Josh and Jeff the ability to digitally stream their witty and comical insights to millions of listeners each week. And with their astoundingly extensive backlog of content, subscribers will surely be able to fill their ears with enough audio to take down a full-grown bear. So hurry up and order now and get yours today.
Get yours today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want that $12.43.
$12.43, yeah. That would go well to the show here.
It's 7 easy payments.
We can, yeah. I mean, it's a comfortable
amount. I'm not a mathematician, but
that's like $100, isn't it?
They weren't monthly payments either. It's kind of like a pay-as-you-go thing, isn't it? Like, I guess there's some schedule in order to get the money out of them.
I took it as $12.43 every 30 seconds, but, you know.
I would take it to the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just take it to the bank. They'll figure out all the math for you. That's what I do with every math problem I come across in my life. I go to the bank and say, I have, how many oranges do I have? I am not sure.
And if Sam took 3, how much would be left?
There's a train moving towards Baltimore.
Can you tell me at what time they would collide? Also, can I have 420s? That iTunes review makes a great segue for our next segment. We found a few classic items on sale at Amazon.com, all with at least one-star review written with the level of stupidity we aim for when presenting anything on the show. Zach, you get to read the first one. This was on the classic board game Monopoly.
Oh, that's a great game. That's the friendship ruiner since like 1905 or whenever it was invented.
It's been around for a while. They had the 75th anniversary recently, didn't they? Or
I couldn't tell you. All I know is it ruins friendships.
Tears them apart. Tears them apart.
Rips your spleen out,
yeah,
and stomps on it and then pisses on it.
This got violent.
Sorry. I might be schizophrenic. I'm not sure. Fuck, what?
No, that's Tourette's.
Oh, that's right. That's wow. I know my diseases. I have Tourette's.
Yeah.
Success.
I watched a couple episodes of House last week. I know my diseases.
Lupus.
Is it lupus?
It's always lupus. Lupus.
Always lupus.
They have to have Wilson on the show.
Yeah. Myocardial infarction. Anyway,
that came out of your mouth way too quickly. And
I've
easily.
Been practicing that for this week.
You were waiting for that, weren't you? You're like, I'm going to make a House reference here.
That's the whole reason I started the podcast.
I was so just going to say, he's been waiting for that longer than a week.
We're done. Okay.
Four episodes, man.
All right, we're done with the podcast now, I guess.
We're good. Thanks for listening.
Shut it down.
I'm Josh. I'm Jeff. All right, so go ahead.
So we're not ending it?
I don't know.
All right, so this is a review of Monopoly. Classic? Sure. A classic to put on a bonfire.
Yeah.
By user quote unquote, Monopoly. Many will call it a timeless classic, but everyone learned in board games will call it a mindless, luck-filled die fest.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
I'm guessing die is in the cubes, not like die like you're killing my soul with this game. It's taken 4 hours.
I mean,
hours.
Have you ever played Monopoly before? Because I usually want to die about 40 minutes into it.
I say, as soon as properties are all bought, you just want to die.
Yeah. You're not going to get that last orange from Skip McGee over there.
I'm ready to start slipping like pink 20s. I don't actually know what color the money is under the table to try and get rid of my money so I can get out of the game.
I just want to lose. Get me out.
The game is entirely roll and move. You will probably have to use strategy about twice every time you play. The game takes up hours of valuable time that could be spent playing better board games like Puerto Rico and Settlers of Catan.
I want to play Puerto Rico.
I've never heard of Puerto Rico.
On what basis are they like, oh, this is so much better? Doesn't Settlers of Catan have a rolling and a luck element
that's all
too?
It is.
So what's the?
I've never played it, but I feel qualified.
You trade items in that game too.
Yeah, you get sheep and wool and hay and stuff.
There's Sheep Avenue in the original Monopoly game too, isn't there? No,
they had to pull it out for racist reasons.
No, that was Cotton Ave.
No, I was just going to say the sheep weren't happy. The sheep unions.
Oh, they're like, that's a bad idea. Bad.
I was going to say they went ballistic. That's the worst pun I have ever made, I think, in my entire life.
It was so good at the same time.
This game is too luck-based. The only reason I am giving it a 5 in educational value is because it educates children to play better board games.
Ooh, burn.
Harsh. Sick burn.
They gave 3 stars for durability, too. Like, I checked the board against the wall like 3 times and it survived. 3 stars.
I ate one of the little houses and I pooped it out the next day. It was still intact.
What did they make that stuff out of? I felt it scratch on the way out.
Choking hazard, more like pooping hazard.
Guys, I gotta be honest with you. I kind of agree with this review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Monopoly. It stresses me out.
Mm-hmm. As does most people, yeah.
And it's boring.
Unless you're winning, then it's fun.
Oh. Yeah, it's always fun when you're winning.
Well, to me, it always brings about the harsh realities of life is that I have no money and never will have any money or own property.
Or a hotel.
Another review we have, this is a kid's review. I know they have a special feature. If it's a kid who decides that he wants to review a product, he can, to the comfort of his own parents' computer. This is a review, a kid's review, for the book Green Eggs and Ham, but the title of it, I never ate green eggs before, but I ate green ham. Is that safe? I don't think...
That actually sounds really dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say mold's usually not good to eat.
Green eggs or green ham is a pretty bad idea.
Scratch that. It actually sounds either really, really, like, dangerous or could cure disease.
It could.
Nobody's
ever tried
it. There's probably
penicillin
in there.
Yeah, never thought of that.
Most likely. It could
maybe, this reviewer needed to wait a little while before they wrote this glaring review. Could have cured some weird blood disease they had.
Or Tourette's.
Fuck!
All right, but anyway, the review goes, I don't like Dr. Seuss books because they bore the heck out of me. The illustrations were lame, but after a while of constantly staring at them in disgust... Kids review. They were just really funny. Because they were funny, I gave them 2 stars.
Did this kid write one of the fan fictions we read?
I don't know. Maybe this is the Love Triangle author.
I'd like to point out that were funny I gave is all one word
They did decide to add a comma.
They
there.
Just threw a comma in the middle. What funny I gave.
And I like how they said they gave him 2 stars, but the actual records show that they have 1 star.
I didn't even notice that.
They can't count. Neither can I.
2 out of 35 people found that review helpful. Did you find that helpful at all, Jeff or Zach?
You know what? That was my favorite Dr. Seuss book, so fuck this kid.
I wish someone would have given me this review before I read that book. I don't know, like 15 years ago?
All right, this last review, it's about the Casablanca Snapcase DVD. Title, how should I put this? I hate this movie. It's not even a movie, more of a waste of time. I've wasted too much time writing this review already. This is not a classic. It doesn't even qualify as a bad or horrible. See Citizen Kane 1,000,000 times. No, really, 1,000,000 before you see this one. If I could just leave all the stars blank, then maybe I could begin to do it justice.
I only have 1 thing to say about that review. Rosebud.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I think he might just be mad that it wasn't in color.
Yeah, I handpicked this one among the many terrible reviews on Casablanca, but some of them were like, this movie was stupid because it's black and white. Real life isn't black and white. Why can't it be color? Troll. Sure.
Well, now we know who's racist.
Man, that's a good point.
If you want to share an Amazon.com review, be kept up to date on our show, or see pictures of laser sharks, you can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter or like our fan page at facebook.com/No Brainer Show.
Or both.
And if you want to write an iTunes review for the show and end up as a permanent guest host like me.
Whoa there. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Sorry. But you really should review this show on iTunes. At least do something more than leaving all the stars blank.
Agreed. More stupid stuff after this short break.
You've got a real bad call.
We're still in the dog days of summer, and there's no better time than now to go sailing on the open water.
Justin R., a fan of our show's Facebook page, posted the following comment on our wall.
Boat launch stories. Funny as hell. Look into it.
We did look into it. And Justin was right. We found some stories that rated funny as hell on our laughter scale. Starting with Jeff, these are boat launch stories. Basically just personal accounts of trying to launch boats or something. I don't know.
Just, yeah.
Once we read them, it'll all make sense.
And by right? a boat launch, if people don't know, that's putting the boat in the water, not launching it off a catapult.
Oh, well, then I've got the wrong story. We're going to have to swap these and all.
All right. First
all right,
story.
So Jeff, go ahead and read that first story.
This comes from username Dale Bebop.
Ooh.
Wish I had a camera.
Chicka-chicka.
All right. True story. So we came into the dock to pull my boat out.
Chicka-chicka.
It was a busy weekend. No, week.
Weekend.
It was a busy weekend. That's how it's spelled.
It's a, was it a wiggity wiggity weekend?
Yo, that's whack.
So I was like the 5th in line to pull my boat. There was a group of guys tied up in front of me that were harassing everyone pulling their boats out. They were obviously pretty intoxicated. Most everyone around was really tired of hearing that BS come out of their mouths. You know, the comments, what the hell is the guy thinking? Hurry up. What are you, stupid? That type of thing. Anyway, finally, this guy's turn comes up. And everyone jumps out of the boat except an operator. One guy backs down the trailer, and once the trailer's in, the other guy starts to drive it on. We were just thinking, thank God this is going smoothly. So the guy's got the boat pulled all the way up on the trailer. The guy cuts the engine off, and the guy in the truck takes off up the ramp. As the truck pulls up the ramp, the guy driving the boat turns to everyone and yells, now that's how it's done! The thing he failed to notice was the boat never got hooked, and halfway up the ramp, the boat came slamming down on the pavement. Of course, when it hit the ground, the driver hadn't even been trimmed up yet because they were idiots.
Of course.
Oh, no.
That's so awful. That's an expensive mistake.
Yeah. There must have been 20 of us there that yelled, yep, that's how it's done. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the face on the guy, and I will never act like an ass like them. Of course, we had to find a plan B because the ramp was blocked. But it was worth it.
Oh,
that poor boat hurts. Have fun buying a new engine, assholes.
Well, among other things, but yeah.
It's one thing to be the ass to like,
I can do it. I'm fully capable. I've done this 1,000 times.
And then you're like, while you're putting all that energy into being a total dick, you're like, that's how the thing is happening. Like,
it's cool, guys. I got this. Let me just jump out of a river. Yeah, woo! America! Drinking beer. Girls with titties!
America, America, I pull this boat up right here.
Welcome to the Toby Keith fan cast.
Today's guest is Kenny Chesney. How do you feel about Toby's latest album, Kenny?
Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty awesome.
Dogs.
Bushlight.
Oh, that was from thehalttruth.com, and that's also where this next story comes from. Go ahead, Zach. This is all yours. We're sharing the duties here, sincerely.
Duty. You said duty. Now I know why you guys have an explicit mark on there. This one comes from username NomadMV. Can we just pause for a second? Yeah. I haven't even started. What do we think MV's for? I feel like it's maybe. Do you think it's Nomad Military Vehicle?
Ooh,
I like that.
It sounds official.
I was just thinking motor vehicle, but I like military vehicle better.
Mr. Velociraptor.
that's it right there.
That's got to be it. I mean, hands down.
Can't believe I missed that.
So Mr. Velociraptor says
mechanized vagina.
All right, Mr. Mechanized Vagina.
That sounds like the most terrifying thing. Or militarized vagina.
Don't stick your dick in there. It's a militarized vagina.
Single file line.
I feel like everything we just described somehow has already happened in an anime.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Japan's already come up with all of this and created many films.
Including the following vaginas. Mayonnaise vagina. Mysterious vagina.
Manly vagina.
Manly vagina.
Okay, I gotta read this now because you're bumming me out. It was raining lightly. A fellow is backing his boat down the ramp. A rather loud pop is heard, and both the boat and truck, still attached to each other, go in the water and keep going well into the mooring field. As the pickup is sinking from view, he opens the door and begins to swim back to shore. The funny part was, as he started swimming back, his windshield wipers were seen working.
As the last ditch effort, like, my car's sinking.
Turn the wipers on.
At least I can see! The wrecker was called and hauled both the submerged truck and floating boat from the water. What a mess. End scene.
There you go. That's closed out that aura that was going around the room. I felt like there was a fedora on my head as we were reading that.
Yeah,
that
I felt like I had a little like notebook that I was flipping through, like, taking down notes. Funny thing is, while I was reading that, I had about a pack and a half of cigarettes.
Oh, had the little gravel to your voice there.
Yeah.
I've been smoking for 45 years and it's done nothing to my voice. Hey, sugar.
I didn't know B. Arthur was here, guys. You should have told me she was coming.
You want to make out with my stoma?
Oh, goodness. Thank you for being a friend.
All right.
It's not mouth to mouth. It's mouth to stoma. Want to make out with my trach? Oh, yes, baby. More.
Can we get rid of Rita and have B. Arthur?
Blanche.
If you have got any stories that are funny as hell, give our podcast hotline a call at 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246. Even more stupid stuff after this break.
At the end of every show, Rita is contractually obligated to elect a representative for the least stupidest person in the room. How any of us achieves this is completely up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
Compete. Defeat. Autocomplete.
Rita has utilized Google's instant search and autocomplete technologies to find 10 unfinished Google searches. I will read an incomplete search, and Rita will present Jeff and Zach with 3 of the top 10 completed searches. Selecting the highest-ranked search of the 3 choices earns 2 points. Picking the second most popular search awards 1 point. And choosing the worst search gets 0 points. The player with the most points after all 10 Google searches have been read will be this week's winner.
Josh, as you in my hind corners might remember, you won last week's challenge, so you have the option of who goes first in this week's challenge.
Well, I feel that Zach's doing such a great job this week, we'll let him start first.
Oh, he is the guest.
Oh, what's wrong with that? Oh, this is the easiest part of the show.
You always remember the first person and the last person, so everyone's going to remember Zach now.
So the first one here is going to you, Zach. Again, I'm going to read the first part, the opening part of the search. You have to figure out what's the most popular searched with that the three choices we give you.
Okay.
The first one, what does it mean? And Rita will read your choices to you.
When a cat sprays, to spoon someone, when someone says word.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with to spoon someone.
So you think to spoon someone is the most popularly searched one of those three. Okay, Jeff, you can't pick that one, but we've got when a cat sprays and when someone says word.
I'm going to go with cat sprays.
When a cat sprays. Getting 0 points was...
when someone says word.
So you're both scoring points.
Ooh, we're on the board.
For 1 point...
when a cat sprays.
Jeff, you got 1 point. Oh. So that means Zach got two with right. to spoon someone. Next one goes to you, Jeff. Number two. How do you make your three choices, Rita?
French toast. Jello shots. Out.
Out.
Let's see here.
How do you make out, Jeff? No.
You want to see?
Demonstrate it on Rita for me.
I'm going to demonstrate with Zach.
No!
I guess that's a no.
Forget I even asked the question.
French toast.
French toast says Jeff.
It's got to be out.
Out. Okay.
There are too many like work kids out. On the internet.
How do you make out? I want to know how you make out.
So with 0 points, Rita.
Jello shots.
Okay, so you dodge the zero again. For 1 point.
Out.
Damn
okay,
it.
Yes. So,
okay.
Damn it.
And then Jeff, your French toast gets 2 points.
You know the worst part? I've definitely looked up French toast recipes on Google before. So I really could have known that
one. Yeah, French toast was the second most commonly searched one. Out was fifth, and Jello shots was 10.
Apparently, people know how to make Jello shots.
Yeah, more people know Jello shots than they do French toast, which is frightening to me. Number three goes to you, Zach. Where is the best place to...
buy a laptop, plant asparagus, sit on a plane.
I'm going to have to go with buy a laptop on this one for 400, Jeff.
Buy a laptop for 400 points.
That's a Jeff, not Josh.
That's all right.
We supposed to start with a J sound.
Jeff.
Sit on a plane.
Sit on a plane. All right. Getting 0 points is...
sit on a plane.
Ooh.
Oh.
0 points for Jeff this round.
I hate to see that.
Right? Yes. That hurts.
That was ninth in the searches. Next in line for 1 point is...
buy a laptop.
Ooh.
Really?
Number
seven. People are that interested in asparagus?
Well, none have guessed
number
that.
Number four, plant asparagus. So 1 point for Zach. As we go on to number four.
There are a lot of people out there with stinky urine, right?
Yes, definitely. Let's see here. Number four. Why is my... oh, what? You read them?
All right. Yeah, they're so good.
All right. We've got the advanced copy here, but Rita will read them to the crowd here.
Cat sneezing. Tongue white. Poop green.
Jeff, this is your pick.
We all know I love poop jokes, so I got to pick poop green.
All right, Jeff has decided upon poop. Zach.
This is a really tough one. I don't know. I feel like as a cat owner, I should pick the cat sneezing one, but I'm going to go with tongue white.
Tongue white. Okay, so the colorful ones here. Getting 0 points. Searched ninth most popular is...
cat sneezing.
Good, you dodged a bullet there.
Definitely
so now,
dodged a bullet yeah. there.
And ranked number two for 1 point. So you picked these are the top two. It's either tongue white or poop green is the most popular. So for 1 point.
Tongue white.
Oh, yes. Okay. I knew it had to be green poop.
So yeah,
poop everyone green. Loves poop.
Number five, and this is a little bit different here. It's what and then the letters O-L. And this is to Zach. What O-L. So read them out.
Olive oil is best for cooking. Olympic athlete are you? Old people do for fun.
Bingo, obviously. That's the obvious answer. What else? Hang gliding.
I'm going to go with old people do for fun.
Okay. You want to know what old people do for fun?
I mean, I already know what old people do for fun. It's just, I think that that's what other
you think
people want to know.
You think it's more popular because you don't think more people are knowing of what old people do for fun.
I think I've got special insight into the old community.
Okay.
I don't want to break down, you know, the fun of people searching. So go out there and search and let me know what you think.
Shuffleboard, that's another one. Jeff, what are you left? Oh, you got two choices left.
You took mine, Zach.
Oh.
Well,
eat it.
I will try Olympic athlete are you.
Might get more searches because it's the Olympics now, but I don't know. Let's see ranking with 0 points. It's number 8 on the list.
Olive oil is best for cooking.
Hey, very good. You're good at picking the bogus or avoiding the bogus answers.
Yeah, so far we've done a really good job here. You've got one.
I picked one bogus answer so far. That's all right.
For one point, though, this is where the points are split here. Number 2 on the searches again for 1 point.
Old people do for fun.
Yes.
Oh.
I am just consistently getting 1 point
ones
here.
Ones and twos, ones and twos. That's all it is. Number 6. This one goes to Jeff. How long is a... Uh-oh. All right.
This could be really, really dirty.
This could be. The 3 that Rita has chosen from are...
Light year, life sentence, dog pregnant.
These are all kind of hard.
Terrifying.
Yeah, long and hard.
I caught that one.
Yeah.
That didn't go unnoticed.
Just too busy noticing the choices there.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of stumped on this light year because it's... How long is a light year?
Yeah, I know
a
it's
year.
It's
but I'm gonna pick dog pregnant just because there's a lot of dog owners out there.
I read that too fast, and I read dog pageant. How long is a dog pageant?
They go on pretty long. Yeah. Actually, takes a long time for them to get them in and out of those costumes. The bikini part is just very, very.
The dog swimsuit competition. The winner is the one who gets on the floor last.
They just make him stand there for like 3 hours and wait and see
it's a contest of survival.
After all of that,
you're stuck with light year and life sentence.
I'm gonna say life sentence.
Life sentence.
Good choice.
All right. How long is a what got 0 points is the least popular search of these.
Life sentence.
Well, so
we got our second bogus answer.
Second 0 out of 6. I mean, that's pretty good that we avoided them that far, but that was a tough question.
Can I call a penalty on Jeff for looking at me the wrong way?
Can
we just dock him points?
4 points. That's a 4-point penalty.
I think that's a 4-point
penalty. In the rule book of autocomplete, it's a 4-point deductible.
Well, that sucks.
You better make it in the medley round, otherwise...
Are we in the medley round? All right.
No, the medley round. I don't know. Let's see how many points Jeff gets here. What was for 1 point?
Dog pregnant.
All right.
So 1 point. Lot worse, or I guess it could have been a lot worse for you,
Does
Zach.
Anyone actually know the answer to that?
How long is a dog pregnant?
Now I'm really curious.
Yeah.
A couple months, probably. It kind of scales with the animals.
Does it?
I mean, I feel like you just made that up and pulled out of your bum.
Rabbits are really small creatures. They wouldn't, I mean, they can make baby faster.
But do you know how long a rabbit stays pregnant?
Because
I don't. So don't, you're speaking very matter-of-factly.
Less than a month, probably. I would estimate... I would estimate. My consultant, Bill Nye, says that it is 14 days.
We're going to go to Bill Nye with the science facts. Bill Nye, what's up?
Science rules.
And back to the show.
All right, so that's 1 point for Jeff. As we move on to number 7, this is
Zach. I'm reading all sorts about dog pregnancy right now.
Oh.
Oh, that is terrifying.
Can you tell me what color a dog is when it's born? Or
can you
anything?
Tell me what happens when dog poop is green? And also, there's a cat sneezing next to it.
The longest the dog pregnancy lasts is 65 days.
65 days, so that's 2 months.
Yeah.
And some change.
Do they give the best advice on where to buy dog puppies a laptop?
What do old puppies do for fun?
While planting an asparagus. And making French toast and jello shots.
Dog party.
Well, what? I bet you Snoop's there.
Pool party.
Oh no, he's a lion now. Yeah, did you guys know that?
Lion. Snoop Lion, yeah.
Snoop Lion. I can't wait for that album to drop. I'm gonna be all over that Rastafarian nonsense.
It'll be a roaring success.
Oh.
Number 7. All right. Number 7. Why does it hurt when I?
That is a bad setup. Oh. That is a bad setup.
So bad.
All right. Choices, Rita.
Put my contacts in. Swallow. Urinate.
Oh, that's too easy. I mean,
if it's too easy, pick one.
I'm going to say urinate.
All right.
Because I'm going for 2 points here.
This is, yeah, you got some catching up to do after
I
that
do.
Zero.
I'm lagging back here. I don't actually know what the scores are, but I know it's not good.
You took mine again.
Ooh.
I'll...
Of course you would have went for the P.
Well, right. It's obviously number one. Swallow.
Swallow.
Yeah, you know where my mind went.
All right, for 0 points, it is...
Swallow.
Ooh,
zero.
No.
Oh.
Zero.
And an upset. Wow, the crowd's going wild.
Disappointing. So nice of you. Along with bringing yourself along, you brought a crowd with you.
I did. I brought an entire set of bleachers
just,
and high-rises.
Just in case that moment would happen. So, well good played. Man. Well played.
That's a good thing you brought that.
We weren't able to let them in the actual facilities here, but
no.
they're sitting
you,
outside.
You can hear them, like,
they're
right through the window.
Nuts. It's kind of like when the Pope comes out. It's just like that. Everyone's lined up, and they're just watching a window very intently. Oh, no, the smoke!
What color is it going to be?
It's changed color!
It's poop green!
What a sight it is here down in Rome!
And then we can Google what poop green
the
smoke
pope
means.
Pooped green smoke.
Poop green or Pope green? All right.
It's cardinal red.
For 1 point, then. Let's see how many points Zach gets on this mistake by Jeff. Number one. I'm sorry. For 1 point.
Put my contacts in.
2 points for Zach with urinate. Urinate was only three. As we move on, number eight. Can you put a...
hat in the washer. Rug on carpet. Tampon in too far.
Oh, God.
I guess... it's a curiosity that should probably be answered.
That actually sounds like it could be really dangerous. So yeah. I feel like that's I'm kind of in a weird way really glad that that is one of the top Google autocompletes.
Definitely, women are concerned about their
gotta
functionality.
Keep
the recognized vaginas.
I'm gonna go with rug on carpet.
All right, rug on carpet says Jeff. What says you, Zach?
I feel like this is bait. But I have to go with the tampon too far.
Okay, tampon too far.
I agree with you. That's bait. I'm not taking it.
I mean, I have put hats in the washer, so I already know the answer to it. But
you can do that?
Yeah, you can put a hat in the washer.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't
they know. Make little like plastic contraptions. They're like weird like saw style like torture cages that you
I've
put
seen
your hat in.
Okay, yeah.
And you wash it so it holds the shape and also shoves it full of needles and like has a timer. It's like an egg timer on it.
And if you don't
I might have washed a really weird
if you don't dry the hat in time, you have to cut off your arm. All right.
And you get hep C.
Ew.
Yeah, it's weird.
All
I
right.
don't really know how that works.
Can you put a what is the worst search?
Tampon in too far.
Ooh.
Oh, come on,
told
ladies. Where are you at? Like, I guess I don't have a vagina, so I don't really know how that works, I suppose.
For 1 point.
Hat in the washer.
All right.
2 points for Jeff. Closed up the deficit from round seven. Two to go. This one goes to Zach. Search number nine says, why am I? And then the letter F.
Fat. Feeling dizzy. Farting so much.
Why are you farting so much, Rita?
I gotta go with fat.
Fat. Why am I fat?
All right, I'm gonna go with feeling dizzy.
Feeling dizzy.
Yeah, that's probably a good one, too.
All right, for 0 points, Rita, what is it?
Feeling dizzy.
Woo!
Man, we've been going back and forth
Jeff,
with that.
You're roller coastering again. You know what that means.
Roller coaster!
For 1 point. 1 point for 1 point for 1 point for 1 point.
1 point?
1 point.
How many points is this one, Josh?
One point.
Rita, what's 1 point?
Farting so much.
Oh. Zach, your fat got you too.
Woo!
All right.
That was loud.
Last one. Jeff, it is. Kicked in the... Your choices are...
Face. Groin. Nuts.
Oof.
I mean,
I gotta pick good on this one because I've been getting. I think I got like 3 zeros.
Yeah,
there.
Whichever one you pick, we're gonna kick you there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say there are clear consequences.
There are
this
penalty.
Question.
This is the penalty round.
Well,
but it's worth double points.
I want to win this. So unfortunately, I'm gonna take nuts.
Can we actually instate this right now?
Oh, the nut kick.
No, can for double you can choose for double points. Ooh. To get kicked in the area.
Yeah, I'm just
like a gamble.
You feel like you're losing right now. That's why you suggested that, huh?
I do.
I feel well, like... would you like to get kicked in the face of the groin, Zach?
Oh, so we are doing this then?
No.
I mean, if you really want, I'll kick you in the face or groin. That's your two choices.
I'm gonna say face.
Face.
Double points.
Because groin and nuts are similar, and I feel like groin is a word that isn't in that people don't say frequently.
All right, for 0 points, it is
face.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, this is bad.
This is bad.
This is bad.
Also, you get kicked in the face. No.
Yeah, I am. So I feel like Jeff scored the two here.
You think so?
I mean, well, I'm just gonna call it.
All right, for 1 point, what is it, Rita?
Groin.
So that means Jeff gets 2 more points.
All right.
This is not good.
That leaves us to the end of the game. What are the final scores?
Zach, you earned a final total of 10 points.
Okay. All right.
Jeff, the final total number of points you earned was 12.
Yes!
I don't believe it.
Beaten up on the newbie. Jeff got 5 2-pointers and 2 1-pointers, which beat Zach's 3 2-pointers and 4 1-pointers. So,
Jeff,
overall,
you know what this means.
Jeff,
we both got 3 0s.
Jeff got it. You both got 3 0s. Yeah.
I was just gonna say you won.
Oh,
but sure,
you did win.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, congratulations! You're the least stupidest person in the room.
All right, that's my second time.
Your third time. You won the first two.
Oh, that's
times.
Right. I can count. I need to count.
I call for a recall here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
remember,
recount the ballot.
I didn't factor in the penalties.
That's right. Wow. The penalties.
-4. So that puts Jeff at 8 and Zach at 10. So.
Woo!
Yeah. Well,
we love you, Zach. You're the best ever. You're the smartest person. And Jeff sucks. Your audience.
They love me. My public loves
that
me.
That is a good ending point. All right.
If you'd like to tweet us, our Twitter is @NoBrainerShow, or you can like us over on Facebook, which is facebook.com/NoBrainerShow.
Also, email address, NoBrainerShow@gmail.com. Send us some sexy pictures of mechanized vaginas if you so wish.
No, do not do that.
Yeah, please,
I'm
no mechanized vaginas.
Everyone to not Photoshop any mechanized vaginas. I don't want to see them, but Jeff does.
My personal email is.
Also, voicemail, text message. If you want your bleep on the show, make sure to pick that number. 864-96-BRAIN. Also, 864-962-7246.
I kind of want to call everyone out. They really dropped the ball this time. Nobody sent any of the Twitters.
This is your chance.
Or the voicemails. Step your game up, folks.
Yeah.
Step your game up. I've been Zach.
I'm Jeff.
And I will be Josh, reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone.
Damn audience.